last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. The listeners, we have been discussing about the duties of waiters of Imam Mahdi, ajallaha ta'ala faraja, in which we categorized some of the most important duties. And we were with Dr. Ali Alawi, who categorized the duties as the first one was marifat of Imam, or the knowledge of Imam, and then knowing the status of Imam, then relying on the rope of wilaya or guardianship, then waiting for reappearance, and then we discussed social reform or self-reform, in which we were discussing about media readiness and military readiness. Dr. Alawi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome. Thank you for once again accepting the invitation.
Thanks for inviting me to this show. It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
Same here. It's a pleasure to be with you, sir. What we discussed in the last session was media readiness and military readiness, and you expanded that in a very beautiful way. And in media readiness, you said that not just being acting as media yourself, you also have to have media literacy, not to accept each and every thing that you are reading, listening, or watching from any kind of media sources. So what is the next duty of the waiters of Imam Mahdi, ajallah ta'ala faraja?
One of the most important duties of the followers of the Imam of the age, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, at the time of his occultation, is to remember him and not to forget him, and to revive this sense of remembrance of him inside their hearts. Because when we love something, when we actually, something is important to us, we need to remember that. We need to constantly remember what we are waiting for and what we are going to do. Imam alayhi salam in this regard says that man ahabba shay'an lahija bi dhikrih. Everyone who loves something constantly names that thing that he's in love with. Right? This is what Imam alayhi salam says. Again, Imam Kadhim alayhi salam in this regard, again, justifying the point that we have been talking about, says, يغيب عن أبصار الناس شخصه ولا يغيب عن قلوب المؤمنين الذكره. It's true that he is absent from the eyes of the people.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not absent from the hearts of the people.
Hearts of the people.
So his remembrance should be revived, as I said. And it has been mentioned among the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. That's why we have been told and we have been recommended to recite Dua al-Nudba at the every Friday mornings.
Yeah,
to remind that Imam. And it has been said even in some hadith that every day we have to remember and be reminding the presence of Imam in our lives.
Yeah.
So if we believe that we have an Imam and this Imam is alive and he is present and is everywhere, but we cannot see, or when if we call it absent, if you call him absent, but not absence in the sense that he does not exist, absent that we cannot see him.
True, true. There's one
we
more,
have to
narration.
Revive his dhikr and revive his name and his existence in our daily life.
Daily life.
And you have to teach it even to our kids and children.
Yeah, there's a narration that he exists, but he exists like a sun behind the clouds.
Very true. That sun exists behind the clouds, but cannot be seen.
Cannot be seen,
I can feel your eyes, like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old the bright morning.
we have in Dhanad, is there anyone to help me? Is there anyone who can cry with me? This is what Imam Ali Salam says.
Kind of the same line Imam Hussain Ali Salam used in Karbala, like, is there someone to help me? Because we today as believers say that, or the, you know, those who believe in Imam Hussain Ali Salam say that, I wish I was in Karbala. Mm,
very true.
So, and here this is so beautiful. Like, we have the Hussain
this
of
is law
time.
And affection, you see?
True.
With this remembrance, with this law and affection, inshallah, that I have categorized actually it in another category among the duties of the people and the waiters of the Imam. These words of remembrance and these words of affection and love are the ones that actually strengthen this relation.
Yeah.
You see, when we say Azizun Ali Anara al Khalqa wa la tara, this is very difficult for me to see the people and not to see you. Wala asma'a laka hasisan wala najwa. And not hearing from anything from you, not hearing anything or any word of you. So these are the words
how
that
much
we can actually.
Emotionally, it attaches you to them.
Definitely. Definitely. And this remembrance and this sort of, let's say, relation is bilateral, not one sided.
Yeah,
you see,
yeah.
Imam himself said. Imam Mahdi Ali Salam, he himself says in his letter to Sheikh Al-Mufid, says, we are not forgetting you. We are not indifferent towards your issues and problems. You see, this is a bilateral relation.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what actually expected from a waiter of Imam, to remember his Imam, the person who is waiting for, and the last Savior, the promised one that he is going to come.
Come, exactly.
So we have to revive this sense of remembrance in ourselves.
And how beautiful is it, like, we don't have to make any efforts.
Mm.
We don't have to make any physical efforts or, like, some. We don't have to do some hard work.
Mm.
Just remembering is a duty.
Yeah.
Remembering is a duty. And
to at least one moment to remember, yeah. Okay, I have an imam.
Yeah.
I have an imam. And I love this imam.
And we also have this in Surah Nas that Allah says to seek refuge to me.
Yeah.
When you are triggered, when into your hearts you are being triggered. And when I was contemplating this surah, in fact, I was reciting this last night, I was going through it, and I read somewhere that what triggers your heart is that your heart becomes empty of the remembrance of Allah for some time, and that's how this things get, these you know, devilic thoughts get triggered into your heart. But if that remembrance remains in your heart, you won't be triggered. You won't be, in fact, in need of seeking refuge. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even gives the way out. Like, even if you are trapped now, seek refuge to Allah. So this remembrance concept is again shown, the importance of this remembrance is shown in Quran as well.
Very true. The next duty which has been defined among the duties as the duty of a duty bound, or let's say a waiter of the Imam at the time of his occultation, and a person who is waiting for the advent of Imam, is love and affection for Imam.
Oh.
When a person is in love with someone, the beloved memory is always present in his mind.
Yeah.
And this causes his life to take the color and the smell of the beloved.
True.
You see? If the beloved is a transcendent and heavenly being, a high and, let's say, of higher status, a great person, this provides actually ground for his growth and excellence for that person.
True.
It actually paves the way for the person to find growth and excellence in his behavior, in his own self.
True.
But if the beloved is a lowly creature, a person who is
You'll also do great with him.
Yeah. And this modeling, again, will cause downfall and destruction in the person.
Yeah.
Because we have to see, look, النَّاسَ عَلَى الدِّينَ مُلُوكَ. Look whom we are loving. If the person we love deserves to be loved, then we'll find the color and the, let's say, the smell of that beloved.
True.
When, for example, let me give you a clear example. When people watched Ayatollah Bahjat, rahmatullah alayh, they found that this person actually gives the smell and the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because whenever you saw him, you found him that he's in a state of prostration, or in a state of performing a namaz or salat and or du'a. Even while he was talking to you, you thought that he's somewhere else, that he is in front, in presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wow.
And we have practiced even some other people in your own lives, that you have seen some people that when you see them, you sort of, let's say, joy and ecstasy comes to you.
Exactly. Kind
and
of
this,
reminds you.
When it is a divine joy and ecstasy and yeah. spiritual joy
you're
and ecstasy.
You're uplifted. Yeah.
This is the result of. Then you might say, okay, when have you brought this, that to love Imam is among a duty of. Yes, we have the same thing for the Holy Prophet in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةُ فِي الْقُرْبَةِ. The Prophet said the people, I mean, Allah tells the Prophet to tell the people, I don't want any reward for the mission that I have accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards you. Mm-hmm. Just to love my family and household.
Wow.
So this is the order of God.
Mm-hmm.
That Allah tells the Prophet, tell the people that whatever I want you to just give to
if
me.
If you
want
to pay me back for my...
Yeah, don't pay me anything. I don't need any reward. I just need
the love
of my household.
Wow.
And we have seen that the people at some eras have given this right very, unfortunately, in a bad manner. Actually, they did not observe the kind of love that was expected.
Yeah.
From the people, starting
fact,
from his daughter, then to his grandson.
This is where the true love is actually checked. Like if you are really, really in love with someone, you try to be like the one you love.
Very true.
As you truly said, that if the person is divine and highly spiritual, you get uplifted. And if the person is like, not spiritually high and all, is very, very down, you also get degraded the way.
Very true, very true.
Yeah.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, O Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
As I said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, tell the people, I do not ask for any wage for my mission except friendship and kindness toward my family and household. And we said that some, unfortunately, did not give them enough love and affection towards the house of the Prophet, starting from his daughter at his, right after his demise, and then moved to his grandson and his family. Anyhow, this was a duty that was actually legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us as Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
In another hadith, the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا يؤمن عبد حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسه وتكون عترتي إليه عز من عترته. No believer brings the real iman and belief except my own family.
Mm-hmm.
Except me is more important than him. Or except my family is more important than his own family.
True.
So what does it mean? So we are waiting for this for the, let's say, grandson of the same family. So we have been told, even it is Quranic order to love Imam alayhi salam.
True.
Because he is among the household of the Prophet, isn't
true.
He? He's from Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah.
Imam Mahdi is the grandson of the Holy Prophet from the same dynasty and generation. And then this is our duty to love him and strengthen this love. And
definitely
loving him will uplift us in excellence
because,
and inshallah and
because
goodness.
We said that loving is someone who is like highly, highly spiritual will always uplift you. And performing this duty is not just a duty. It's actually working on Quran and paying back Prophet Muhammad, as he rightly said, that if you want to pay me back for my deeds, whatever I did for you, just love me and my family. And Imam Ajallahu Ta'ala Faraja is among his family. Thank you so much, Dr. Alevi, for
being welcome
with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.